What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. This is a topic that I've wanted to do all week. All right, so besides Mahomes, which I understand, which players and teams in the NFL do you think excel in the gotta have it moments? Because I'm going to go to cut number 7. This is immediately after the Commanders doinked it in and won their playoff game. They had 3 players there. They were all saying interesting things. But then Terry McLaurin said something that I thought was really fascinating.
Since DQ got here, that's what he spoke about. We have meetings each and every week talking about the gotta have it moments. And at some point, we're going to look at each other in the eye and say it's our time. And when we look at each other and say that, it really means something. And the great thing about it, we've been resilient all year, and we've been able to be in these moments, different opportunities, and we've come out on the other side victorious. And it's because of the guys we have in the locker room. It's because of the work we put in. It's because of the gotta have it moments. And so that's what the playoffs is about.
And you know Mahomes is the ultimate gotta have it guy, and that's why I like wanted to take him out of this, because he's a given. If he has the ball and the game's on the line, I think the other team is going to lose. But I was looking at the Commanders, and I know they're really big underdogs this weekend, but if that game is close in the fourth quarter, you look at what the Commanders have done this year. Hail Mary against the Bears in week 8. They stopped the Saints on the 2-point conversion that would have won the game in week 15. Very next week, touchdown with 6 seconds left in week 16 against the Eagles. Next week, they win in overtime. Then they beat the Cowboys on the touchdown with 3 seconds left in the game. And then we talked about the field goal that won them this game. So the Commanders are on a roll. And when McLaurin talks about the gotta have it moments, it really does seem like McLaurin and especially his quarterback have that in them.
McLaurin, there was a catch that I thought he should have made in the end zone in the last game that he didn't, and he still almost had it. Like, it was one of those that I was like, oh, this is what he does. He makes these kinds of catches for this team. He's the target. And if he's not the target, Kevin, he created space for the target, the guy that gets that play. But if you need that play, I'm going to Terry McLaurin, because that dude is battling for everything when he's on the field. So he's at the top of my list for this. But I do have a number of other people on this list. But if you want to go any further with that.
I hope this isn't cheating the system. I was going to say, I think I will at least also throw in Travis Kelce. I think Kelce, I know I put Mahomes away from that because of obvious reasons, but I think Travis Kelce is another person in those gotta have it moments that it feels like frequently he is on the other end of that catch.
When it comes to him, I've been very impressed with his knowledge of everything else on the field. He sees the whole board, and he's talked about this a couple different times. He looks at it as a chessboard. And you have to know what every other chess piece is supposed to do, or what they can do, so that you know what you can do to beat it. And a lot of times you'll see him create a space because he knows his play so well that he creates a space in an area. So, yeah, Kevin, I think that he's going to be the target that Mahomes is looking for whenever they're, you know, third and four at the end zone.
For sure.
So that's going to happen too.
There are more, but I wanted to go to you next. Then maybe we can hit up the Twitch or the YouTube or the fan text. Who do you think of when it comes time to gotta have it moment?
I'm going to go with a young 38-year-old. That's Sean McVay.
Ooh,
I know that you're talking okay. about players, and I totally get where you're going.
Teams. Yeah.
But I just think Sean McVay, and I loved how he took the blame. He is like, I let Bill Belichick get in my head without him ever getting in my head.
Yeah.
I screwed up. He's like, the reason we scored 3 points and had such a horrible Super Bowl when he had Jared Goff was he's like, I thought every time I thought of something, I was already in my head going, oh, Bill already knows I'm thinking that, so let me do something. And so I think he's, through experience, has learned how he can overthink things. And so I think Sean McVay in these big moments is going to have a gotta have play. He knows how to possibly manage the clock late in games with his plays.
Yeah.
So I would say, in a way, if I was going to go with a coach, even like over Andy Reid, because I do think it's like, hey, Patrick, do it.
Yeah.
And Patrick's got it in those final minutes. I think Sean McVay is going to put his team at ease knowing I have specific plays for specific moments to win this game.
And he has 100% full faith in Stafford in those moments too.
Right.
Like he trusts Stafford sees what he sees. Cup sees what Stafford, like that he trusts that Stafford knows what he's doing. I have Stafford on my list too. And I know he's done it one time. Detroit was another, look, man, the whole different story when he was at Detroit.
Yeah. But
with the Rams, it just seems like he's this veteran that it makes it look easy a lot of times. And so Stafford makes it on the list, but you're right, Mike, McVay has the play. He has it in his pocket. He knows what to do at the final minute to get that play and to get that touchdown.
Don't you feel like he has a pretty unique advantage in this game against the Eagles? I'm not saying he's the greatest coach ever and every coach stinks except for him, but
I think
in this moment, Sirianni versus McVay, if it comes down to a big coaching decision, don't you feel like the other guy could actually make a big mistake and McVay take advantage of it?
I'm running through my head real quick just to double check this. I feel like I would make an argument this is the potential for the widest gap in coaching. Like, or the potential for coaching to have the biggest mm-hmm. impact. I look at this game.
Is there a defensive player on your list, Corey?
Jalen Carter. For the Eagles, the pressure that he can apply up the middle. I've seen him do it a couple times already late in the season and then in the playoffs, make a play up the middle for them. And just being such a powerhouse and being able to push the pile the way that he does, I feel like that Jalen Carter is one of those guys. But Kevin, for me, I think the top player is Jahmyr Gibbs for me. Jahmyr Gibbs is...
That's hard to argue after the last few weeks.
Now they got David Montgomery coming back, and it's the best running tandem we've seen in a long, long time. Jahmyr Gibbs, though, it just seems like when he gets the ball, it could be a touchdown from anywhere on the field. And if it's not, it's going to be a big play that puts your defense on their heels. And that's where Jahmyr Gibbs, on these big moments... Dan Campbell feels completely comfortable. Ben Johnson feels completely comfortable going, oh, 3rd and 8? We can run the ball. We can run a draw play here and pick up not just the 8 yards we need, but probably 28 yards in addition to it. So Jahmyr Gibbs is, whether he's catching out of the backfield or whether he's getting it handed off to him, I think is one of those guys that just stands out as a gotta get it play.
This is going to be weird because I guess we'll get more information on Sunday night. I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are in that category.
They're missing it.
Now, I understand.
They're missing it.
Okay. I understand the knock against Lamar Jackson last year. For Josh Allen, I still go back and say, well, the game is called 13 seconds. I'm pretty sure it's 13 seconds, not 12. For a reason. He scored the points. His team was going to win. And then Patrick Mahomes was like, ha-ha, that's plenty of time for me to score. And so it's a shame that maybe what's going to go down as the greatest NFL player of all time, was in Josh Allen's way from having a signature victory. Like, Patrick Mahomes should have a loss on his record because of Josh Allen, that he could say, I did that. I scored with 13 seconds left. But he doesn't because of Patrick Mahomes. So I think it's a shame for Josh Allen, because I think he lost the requirement.
He also lost to Burrow a couple years ago, too.
And if Joe Burrow was in the playoffs, I would have Joe Burrow right behind Patrick Mahomes as my second choice.
Yeah, I think of Patrick Mahomes, if I have this right, he's lost three playoff games in his life so far.
He's lost
to Brady in the AFC Championship game, which he lost on a coin flip. There's nothing he could do about that. They went to overtime and New England got the ball. Right. And and then he loses to Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl, and he lost to Joe Burrow in the AFC Championship game, right? Those are his three playoff losses.
That is correct.
So, I look at it because I was wanting to make sure I got the name right, because sometimes I can screw up. What about Chris Jones? And I know we're talking about Kansas. Man. Kansas City is somewhat here because of their defense. I'm not trying to take anything away.
Not just
away.
Somewhat, dude.
Right. He's the dude who really can scare the crap out of you, it feels like, in big moments, that he's going to make a big play for Kansas City defensively.
I did this morning, Kevin. I wanted to bring this back up, and I'm glad Mike brought this up. Offensive points for the last 2 years, Kansas City's been ranked 15th in offensive points scored. Huh. Defensive points, they were ranked 2 last year and 4 this year. So
Chris Jones is a big part of that. You remember him sitting out the first game last year, and everyone's like, uh-oh. Then he comes back
and up. And that being said, since Mahomes has been there, they've been 1-5-6-4-1-15-15 offensively. And then whenever he was whenever he first started, it was 24-7-10-8-16-2-4. So that's where his defense hasn't really always lined up with the offense. But now, when the offense is dipped I would say 1 to 15 is a lot.
Yeah.
When it's dipped a lot, the defense has carried a lot of the load for him. So, Chris Jones is a fantastic name. I was going to throw Brian Branch in there. I forgot. I had him on the list. Brian Branch for Detroit also is one of those guys that big plays. He's a big playmaker. He's the one that got the interception on when CeeDee Lamb was in the end zone. So I think Brian Branch is one of those guys that you're just like on defense, on that side of the ball, keep an eye out for him.
And I think that's one of the things that makes this weekend, obviously next weekend in the Super Bowl, so much fun. How much you could dramatically change narratives with just the one game. So, I realize we've just seen it the 1 week, but do you see Jaden Daniels as he feels like the kind of guy that you might want to have in these moments? Like, I'm not saying that means they're going to win this weekend, but holy crap, if they did. Just, he looks like the kind of guy who's already like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't care how big the moment.
He's had one big playoff moment, and so it's just, can he carry that on and see where he's at? So I hear what you're saying to start this segment off about Washington and about McLaurin. You know, McLaurin's a veteran guy, but hasn't got to be in the playoffs because he's been in Washington.
Yeah.
So now he gets his opportunity. Can they make this a magical run? I don't think so. But I understand that you have Jaden Daniels. As long as he stays healthy, it looks like he could be one of these guys that is a major difference maker. And with, let's say, 5 minutes or under in the game, if you give him the ball, and it's like, if you do this, you win. If not, you lose. It seems like he wants that moment and thrives in that moment. And I know this is me like getting, a private shot in. I just unfortunately think the guy here is the opposite. For some reason, he will play his worst in these playoff moments.
Mike, I don't disagree with you. And that's
I think that's been mostly proven out.
Jaden Daniels has shown, even at whatever, at a very young age, poise. That's the word that you just keep in the pocket. He has a great feel for the pressure around him, but the patience and the calmness that he plays with, he just looks smooth. He looks as smooth as what our plumber Michael Talbot said Mike Bassick's jump shot is. Just silky smooth.
Oh, did he tell you?
He
about
said
yesterday?
He lost in horse a lot to you yesterday. but he's just very smooth. Like, I think Jalen Hurts is a very smooth player too. He doesn't ever look like anything's ever herky jerky. Jaden Daniels has that smoothness about him, and then all of a sudden it's a quick release to go along with it. Kevin, I'm watching West Wing. I'll bring this up again. When you see a president going into a debate and get up on that podium and just look like he has everything, and then the opponent over there is just like,
Ooh.
Yeah. And it kind of, you can see the nervousness. Whenever you have that Arlen poise, everybody around you follows you more because they know that dude right there is game on. They know that guy right there is the one that's not going to let us down. And I think they all believe that about Jaden Daniels. And then on top of that, the more they believe that, the more he believes it about himself. And the more he gets these opportunities, the more he's going to believe it and think this is how it's supposed to be, not, hey, I'm trying to work my way to it.
And then somebody texted in from the 972, King Henry. And so
he's a tough. Like, he's tough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do feel like he's going to get the yards more often than not.